Oh, man, if you guys haven't seen it yet, Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer. That shit looks bananas.
Yeah, I heard.
Is it going to be more old school?
No, it's going to be bigger.
The way this one's going to work is... I'll talk about it during the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Probably Questionable Podcast. I am your host, Daniel. This is episode 66 on July 15th, 2013. In Studio C, Studio 1, Studio Double D.
Studio Double D.
Double D, we have a C.
Do we? C was the other room.
Yes.
C was more like an 8.5.
Yeah.
Listen, it was C.
It was like the patch of Studio A.
It was the supply closet of Studio A.
It was Studio 8.1. Okay, you've heard three other voices. Sitting across from me and diagonal to me is Matthew.
Hello, I yo good today.
Across from me, definitely across from me, Joe the producer.
We have a tablecloth now.
And to the left of me, co-host of today's episode, Kyle.
That's me.
We're sitting in different positions. I'm a little thrown off by it, but I think we'll be able to power through.
We're really not. We're just shifted a little bit.
Yeah. Well, this is the intro. Then we'll talk about what's new. We have the daddy soda of the day, which is from Harpoon. Is that the...
Yep.
And it's their summer beer. It's called summer beer. So...
It absolutely is.
That's that. Then we have a Finish the Thought. I'm going to talk a little bit about Grand Theft Auto 5, just for like a little bit, because I'm really excited about it, because I played...
When does that come out? Does that come out before PlayStation 4?
Yes, it does. And,
PlayStation 4.
I have some thoughts about it, and the guys aren't really too aware of the game, so I figured I'd break it down for them and see what their thoughts are on it. And then, that's it. We'll just ride off into the sunset. And you guys will miss us so hard until next time. But in the meantime, @PQPodcast is our Twitter handle. You can email us, probablyquestionable@gmail.com. Email us about past episodes. If you have any questions or comments or concerns or even thoughts on what we could talk about the following week. Because I've been sitting here for like almost 2 hours trying to figure out what the hell to talk about. And Kyle had to do some heroic shit we're going to talk about in a little bit. Facebook.
I like how you just grunted manly when Dan said you did some heroic shit.
I mean, it's true. Facebook, we have a group page that you can search for and a like page that you can search for, but that's under facebook.com/probablyquestionable. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And go on iTunes. Please rate, subscribe, rate, then review.
That order.
In that order. That's it. Let's get to what's new. Since I'm talking, I'll just get mine out of the way. I met my main squeeze's parents. That was cool. I didn't have to talk a lot, which was excellent. And I went to the MLB Fan Fest in the Javits Center. That was the first time I've ever been to the Javits Center. It was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Never been there before.
I've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah. Got to see a few athletes. Didn't get any autographs because I don't care for waiting in line for stuff like that. But I saw Ricky Henderson and Cal Ripken and Ozzie Smith. So, three Hall of Famers.
Big fan of those
cool
guys.
Cool.
Pretty cool stuff. So,
I'm also a huge fan of those.
And I got swag. I got headphones. And, yeah. Not too bad. So... I think we're going to save the best for last.
Okay.
So...
Well, it's not really the best.
Matt or Joe?
The
most manly, Kyle.
My what's new is I just moved into the dwelling that Studio Double D is in.
You actually live in the studio.
I actually live in the studio.
His sleeping bag's in the corner of the room.
Yeah, it's away now. I put it in the stuff sack. Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah. I spruced up for you guys. But yeah, so kind of moved in here. See how that works out.
Changes. Sometimes you just gotta make moves. Joe? Yeah.
I had the pretzel burger at Wendy's.
There's a pretzel burger at Wendy's?
It sure is. It's a bacon cheeseburger with a pretzel bun.
We didn't save the best for last.
Disagree.
Topper.
It's a pretty good. It's pretty decent for a Wendy's burger, but it's the greasiest thing I've ever held in my hands.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I feel like a pretzel burger shouldn't be that greasy.
You'd think so, but the bottom bun was coated in some kind of grease.
I feel like anything from White Castle would be greasier.
It's Wendy's.
No, but I'm saying he said it's the greasiest thing he's ever had.
I feel like anything from White
Castle. I said held in my hands.
I see what you
Sliders go down in one bite, but they're also disgusting.
Oh, yes they are.
And I also...
They're called Belly Bombers for a reason, guys.
They sure are. I got Venture Brothers Seasons 3 and 4 from Amazon, and I've been almost done with Season 3 now, and for some reason in that season, they put a lot of dick shots in. What's I don't that? Know why.
What's this oh, they all, you got it unrated?
Yeah, I Sweet. Guess so.
I gotta get Archer unrated.
What show is he talking about?
The Venture Brothers? It's on Adult Swim.
Venture Brothers is Johnny Quest. Remember Johnny Quest?
No.
Johnny Quest, but funny and...
Okay, well, you know what Johnny Quest is? Yeah. Like a kid detective type of stuff. It's that, but in the vein of, you know, C-Lab, Archer type shit.
Well, that's funny because all the Johnny Quest characters are in Venture Brothers.
Huh. I never knew
that.
Like
literally?
Literally.
Like Ray Bannon is in it?
Yeah, like those characters awesome. Are in it. I'm sure it's an alternative take on them, but they're in the show, and it's really
because I know they're all, like, parodies of those characters, but I didn't know they were flat out. In the show, too.
Yeah, like, Johnny Quest is, like, insane and addicted to drugs.
Mm. There's one guy who's called Hatred. He literally has tattooed Hatred going down his body.
Yeah, Sergeant Hatred.
The H is right here, and it just...
Yeah, right here is his face.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For the listeners.
Good call.
You're right. Good camera.
Okay, Kyle.
All right, so what's new is, I guess, on... was it yesterday? On Sunday, I guess, yesterday, I had Taco Bell for the first time in a really long time. And it just instantly put me out.
Huh.
Like it hurt you or you took a nap?
Like, it just put me down. Like, I finished it and I stood up and my body was just like, nope, you need to nap.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to nap immediately.
Yeah.
The new Taco Bell tranquilizer
just shut me down.
Tranquil.
Alright, also, I guess, because they want me to say it.
Yeah,
for the first time ever, I got to use my knowledge of the fuel cutoff switch in cars.
and we saved a young girl from a horrible fate.
It happened like an hour ago when we were recording.
We did it as a PQ podcast rescue mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
We thought about filming it, but...
Yeah, so in every vehicle made after, I don't know what date, 60s, probably, maybe 70s, there's a fuel cutoff switch. When you get into an accident, it cuts the fuel off so your car doesn't blow up or leak fuel all over the place or any number of reasons. And for some odd reason, the fuel cutoff switch tripped in her car. So I flipped that bitch and she drove away.
Into the sunset.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Even though it was night.
It was night. It was absolutely night. None of us could have done that.
Nope.
None of us but Kyle.
Kyle's the manliest of us all. And on that note, speaking of being manly, we're drinking beer. And,
that was a pretty good segue.
It's not really, I mean, it's not a manly beer. I mean, it's a summer beer. It's made by Harpoon.
Just because it's summer doesn't mean it's not manly.
Usually when I think of summer, I think of women.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you like to see women in their bathing suits.
In their bikinis.
Yeah.
Or in their tankinis, if they're, you know.
I don't know what a tankini is.
Doesn't matter, Joe.
Okay, so
we don't have to go into this.
Do you have the stats on this bad boy?
As far, what do you want? The
Everything.
Type of beer? It's a Kolsch, German word, I guess, and 4.8% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Harpoon Brewery in Massachusetts.
I did actually have I had two Land Sharks earlier today.
Ooh, how pleasant.
From the draft, which was nice because a couple of nights ago I was at a bar and I had Land Shark, but in the bottle.
We shouldn't go can.
Yeah, can is ruined.
But you know what? I wasn't feeling it from the bottle. I don't know what it was. A few years ago when I first had Landshark, I was all about that shit. But that night, But then the draft kind of renewed my...
Well, yeah, any beer from the tap is going to be the best version of that beer.
Naturally. So, that was good. But, let's talk about this beer, because that's the one we're drinking together as friends.
Friends. Strong word. I didn't particularly care for it. Yeah. It's like a beery beer, but it's like heavier. You know what I'm saying? It's not really heavy. It's just like a stronger taste of beer.
I don't know. I'm not liking it. Like, not like in a bad way. Not in like the kind of beers that I've had here where like I wanted to vom. Mm-hmm. I just don't like how it tastes. It's just not sitting well.
I think I understand what you guys are saying, and the mm-hmm. fact that it is a summer ale, mm-hmm. and you expect summer ales to be lighter, more mm-hmm. like a Landshark or a Ruby Redbird from mm-hmm. Shiner. So you expect it to be lighter, but this is an ale. It's still a very dark, mm-hmm. not dark, but a very full-bodied ale, and because of that, it comes off-putting. But I like it. It doesn't have as many lemon notes or citrus notes as you'd like for a summer beer, which is probably another problem. But it's good. I finished it.
I don't necessarily think it's that heavy, but it's...
No, it's not heavy.
It's... Yeah, it's...
Heavier.
Yeah, it's heavier than it should be.
Well, it's heavier than, like, a light beer. But, like... Yeah, I'm also gonna join the not particularly loving this beer club. I don't know why. It's just...
Poor choice.
Well, I was going to say this. This is on me because... The host of the Probably Questionable podcast is responsible for the beer. However, having been indisposed for most of the day and running on just not a lot of sleep for a while, I had to text Joe in an emergency to pick up the beer. So he really didn't probably have a big, like, not choices, but selection. There we go.
Yeah, no, I went to the supermarket.
Yeah, so...
And I remembered Chris had recommended Harpoon, so I picked up the Harpoon, the only one they had that wasn't the IPA.
Yeah.
And, oh well. I'm sure they make better beer than this.
So I did actually have an announcement to make. Now, the only thing is I'm maybe making a special rule for this particular moment in my life, every Monday/Tuesday, whenever we record. After this Friday, my buddy's coming out from California. We're going to have a little soiree, a little party-bration, if you will, in the city for him. I will not be drinking for a little while. I'm thinking until my birthday, which is like late October. However, I co-host a very well-listened-to podcast, and we drink beer all the time. So I was thinking, I'm like, do I make an exception where I just drink one beer on the podcast, but then I just don't drink besides that, or do I steal a beer every week and I hide it, and then when I do allow myself to drink, which is 3 months from now-ish,
right.
I just tank them.
Wow.
I'm
curious. Why aren't you drinking beer?
I just wanted to. I just figured, why not?
Okay.
I didn't actually really have a reason.
Personal challenge?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Dan's going to be elsewhere for the next 3 months. We're going to have a special guest host replace him.
His name is Chris.
Yeah.
So. I mean, in terms of if this is just some sort of challenge to see if you can do it, then I would say don't worry about drinking the beer.
Yeah.
I would say make an exception because I'm sure you could do it.
I mean, if you're trying to make a challenge for yourself and the goal is to, you know, make it as stringent as possible, don't drink the beer.
In the meantime, Kyle will drink my beers for me.
Mm, no, I'm just kidding. I will. I'll drink all my beers.
There you go.
He always does.
Drink all them beer.
Dick.
Okay, chocolatey? No.
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 Pongable?
Yes.
Probably, but
Yeah, I wouldn't, but you could.
Yep, definitely pongable, just nothing that anybody disagrees with.
Not loving the taste.
Yeah.
So, let's go to... Wow, I actually forgot to write this in the segment. News stories! Whoa.
Oh, man. I don't even know if you announced that. They might have...
I know, I did.
This is coming.
They just...
Shocker, we're doing news stories. Something we've never done before. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about some strange news we found.
Yeah, exactly. It's bananas.
Probably strange.
That we've all found, most of us, probably within the last 3 hours.
That's another thing you can also email us, by the way. You can email us news stories. If you see something really freaking weird or really funny, and it's like, oh, man, this is hilarious. I wonder what those guys will think.
We'll totally talk about it.
And they'll be like, hey, you people. I don't know why they say you people. But here, read this. I'm just like, whatever. Oh, by the way, I didn't say there's an email segment. I didn't forget. We just don't have emails.
I was actually going to ask, do we have emails, Joe?
No. Oh.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Kyle will go first.
Okay, so this title of my news story is City Council to Address Nudity Claim at Local Restaurant.
Hi, see what they did there?
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, so the deal is, there's this restaurant in Louisville that I really want to go to now.
Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville, if you want to be lame. It's called Redneck Heaven.
We lost all of the listeners in Louisville right now.
Well, that's target demo, too.
You sure did.
It's the worst.
So the deal is, at this restaurant, Redneck Heaven, the waitresses wear...
gun racks.
They are gun racks.
They wear next to nothing, and by next to nothing I mean they wear nothing but body paint and, like, pasties over their nipples.
Love it.
Yeah, I imagine they must wear something on the bottom, too.
Probably.
Just because...
Meh.
You know.
We can hope.
They'd have to have different sized pasties for that.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Big pasties. So, someone complained, police went down there. They weren't breaking any laws, because apparently they were just covering the bare minimum for the nudity, whatever it is. They don't, like, apparently body paint is considered part, like, of the acceptable coverage, so they weren't breaking any laws, so they're trying to get the law changed down there so that body paint isn't considered an acceptable means of coverage.
Dicks.
And, before they do that, I would really like to get down there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You make it.
Probably push them on the road.
Here we go.
I think we're all con this reform.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah,
we should probably write in.
Can I just say, why don't they just advertise that they do this, and then anyone who doesn't want to see it can just not go?
Exactly.
Like, we may have nudity here.
Or rather, we have nudity here.
We have almost nudity here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We have scantily clad people here.
Don't come if you don't like loose
nudity.
Women.
Ooh. Now I really want to go.
Whoa, you're making a bold assumption here.
They're wearing next to nothing.
Is it bold, Joe?
It is bold.
Or is it right on point?
I guess they couldn't. I guess they don't have to.
It is at least an assumption.
It is an assumption.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Matt, what's your news story?
I have two news stories. I will start out with the one that Dan will dislike first.
Challenge. Dan will dislike both. Just kidding.
No, the second one I think he'll enjoy. Well, no, Dan doesn't really like my news stories.
Go.
Bitten by hungry T-Rex, this dinosaur got away. Basically, researchers in northwestern South Dakota, which is weird to say, found the fossil remains of a duckbill dinosaur, which is the large dinosaur that you see at the beginning of Jurassic Park eating in the water, with a Tyrannosaurus tooth embedded in its back.
Wow.
So, and it's been grown over, like the bone healed over the tooth. So basically what this says is that T-Rex is not a scavenger like they have been theorizing, but actually was a hunter.
Badass.
Yeah. And they are quoted as saying, if there's a free meal, why not? But decay makes carcasses toxic after a while. So after that, T-Rex is going to have to be no choice but go on the hunt. So it's just cool. It's just more evidence for T-Rex to actually do some work and not just be some dick eating everyone's garbage.
Not to be a hyena.
Yeah. And my next story is a little bit quicker, a little bit funnier. A lot bit funnier, actually.
Go on.
Tennessee man suing Apple for letting him access porn.
How dare they?
No!
I knew you'd be upset.
I read the headlines to this story, but I actually didn't read it, so.
A Tennessee man is suing Apple, claiming that the tech giant is at fault for selling devices that grant him unrestricted access to porn on the internet. He claims that his problem began when he tried to visit Facebook, in quotes, as in quotes, but accidentally typed fuckbook.com, which, for those of us on the internet, Kyle, I'm telling this to you, that is a porno website where you go to meet women to have sex with them.
So that's not actually a porno website.
It is, because most of the pictures are breastises and vaginas and things. But it's not a just-looking website. It's a you-gotta-do-the-work type of thing.
All right, I'm going to say it right now. The A and the U key, nowhere near each other.
Right. Right. No, so that's why they're both in quotes. Like, literally, in the article, they're both in quotes. He said, the adult site appealed to his biological sensibilities as a male and led to unwanted addiction with adverse consequences.
Mm.
basically, it spirals out of control after there. The complaint alleges that Apple is hijacking great sex, the development of sex trafficking, child prostitution. Basically, he's just heaping as much on as he can to try to win this case because it's ridiculous. And he has said that he argues that Apple hurt the brick and mortar, quotes, or mom and pop porn shops, and they're suffering because of Apple's
the erotic bookstore
free pornography access.
I'm trying to find somewhere that there's a case against Apple. Like, I could see you making a case against the internet.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck with that one.
Who owns the internet? Wait, Al Gore.
But,
yeah, like I just read that and I went, no.
You can get on, you can get porn on any device. It doesn't have to be an Apple device.
Yep. I mean, look at me. I'm looking at porn right now.
It's an Apple device.
Damn you. Good story.
Thank you.
The second one. Joe.
Wow.
I was wrong.
What you got?
I got a Mid-South woman from Tennessee has filed a complaint with the Tennessee Department of Health after the doctor she went to see for back pain gave her an insulting diagnosis. He said, "I know what the problem is. It's ghetto booty."
I read this story twice. I saw the headline to this also. This is great.
55-year-old Terry Ragland was told by Dr. Timothy Sueo. She said she thinks she blacked out after he said ghetto booty. She thinks her mind was just stuck on the phrase because she couldn't believe he said that. This wasn't her first visit to this doctor's office. She'd been there several times before and said her experiences were good. But this was the first time she'd... Alright, it was the first time she'd actually seen this doctor.
Oh, God.
It's one of those things where my hip seems to kind of slip, like it's slipping out of place a little bit. It's painful to walk when you... No, it's painful when you get up to go walk. It kind of slips, you know. The doctor said that he admitted that he was trying to use the term as a way to explain, I guess kind of dumb down to her, that she had lumbar lordosis, the medical term for a curve in her spine. And I guess because she was 55 years old and African-American, he decided to tell her it was ghetto booty. Maybe, you know, expecting a laugh.
He didn't get a laugh.
Quite the reverse.
Indeed the reverse.
Is the doctor, like, young?
I don't think it says, no.
I don't know. I feel like it's just a inability to read people.
I guess so. I believe he wrote a letter to apologize to her.
He wrote a letter?
Or sent a letter, I don't know. I had somebody type up a letter, I don't know.
Yeah, probably has.
He sent a letter.
He probably has somebody dictate it.
Take this down. Woman with ghetto booty. I'm sorry for telling you have ghetto booty.
I'd like to believe that he wrote it himself.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all?
And since I would like to believe that, I'm going to believe it.
Good call.
All right, I'm up. Two stories real quick. One, Nike makes Carolina Panthers shirt with wrong state on it. So
what?
The Carolina Panthers.
The Dakota Panthers.
I'll buy that shirt just on principle.
See, this is the thing. It looks like it was actually placed on the website, on Nike's website, and it was a black t-shirt, black shirt, with a blue image of South Carolina with the logo of the Panthers on it, and then on, like, the top right corner, if you're facing at the top left corner of the shirt, it said NC for North Carolina. So... had they maybe not even put the NC, like, obviously they still would have been wrong, or maybe not.
But it would
obviously
have been less
called,
known.
Yeah, they're the Carolina Panthers. They're supposed to represent both Carolinas, but they play in Raleigh, and...
which is in North Carolina.
Yes.
Correct. But truly...
I've been there.
You know, it's North Carolina, but, I mean, they had the silhouette of South Carolina, yet NC on it, so kind of dropped the ball there, but they did pull the... image off the website. I don't know if people were able to buy the South Carolina, North Carolina, Carolina Panther shirt jersey. Nah, just shirt. And...
jersey.
If someone got it, it'll be on eBay eventually.
Yes.
Along with the Aaron Hernandez jersey.
No, those are in the...
Somebody bought one for like $300.
I don't want to say it. It's just inappropriate. Okay, now you know I'm going to say it. You know the third world kid meme?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you know how like they always send like the shirts of like the other championship,
yep,
like
ever.
The teams who don't
they're
win.
They're huge fans of the Bills.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. They're huge Bills fans.
So there's
huge Patriots fan now.
So the meme said something. I was like, blah blah blah. Like, I can't wait to get Aaron Hernandez jerseys because
right.
those got pulled like off the shelf so fast. And yeah, but,
rightfully so.
But it's a meme and it's jokes. So let it go. If you're upset about it. And let's go to Columbus, Ohio, where fight over missing steak leads to stabbing. Yep. It's one of those stories where it's right there. It's laid out for you. A man is being charged with felonious assault for allegedly stabbing his roommates after they fought over a missing steak. The 54-year-old allegedly name was something Townsend. What's his first name? Eric. Eric Townsend allegedly turned around with a knife and stabbed Euchre in the chest.
Euchre.
Daniel Euchre.
Oh, okay. That was the last name.
Yeah. Townsend's bond is set at $75,000.
Heart attack.
Hey, you don't mess with a man's steak, okay?
No.
You just don't do that.
Oh. I read that once.
Okay, finish the thought time. Where
love it.
I give one of the talent a question, and they quickly answer it. And then the rest of us will also answer it as well, but we'll have time to think about it. So first, I will go to Joe.
All right.
Joe, finish the thought. The thought of seeing the movie Fast Five is...
not okay.
Why?
I don't want to watch that.
But it's a really good movie.
No. No, no.
It's a really fun movie.
There you go.
There it is.
It could be fun.
Probably isn't, though.
Kyle, you saw the sixth movie, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the fifth one?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them all.
How amazing is the fifth one? And how fun is the fifth one?
Fifth one's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely better than the sixth one.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is.
Have
well,
you seen
no, no, but I've heard that, like, across the board from all
but,
fast
not
experts.
That not that the sixth one was bad.
All fast experts.
Yes.
Not that the sixth one was particularly bad. It was really fun, too.
Yeah.
But, like, fifth one's definitely better.
Can we settle on that they're all particularly bad?
Oh, they're all
and
bad.
And that's part of their charm, I guess.
It's, yeah.
They're all bad.
I'm a man who's never seen anyone but the original, and I'm sure they're all bad.
You've never seen anyone but the original?
I've only seen the first one.
Well, you should watch the other ones. You don't know. In all honesty, they get better, or well, they get worse,
and then they get
then they get better. I don't even think the first one is really the
so like Rocky.
Best.
Does it get worse again?
No,
no.
I think it's just gonna keep on getting better, or at least it's gonna keep on staying good.
It'll stay good just because they found a formula that works. I think.
Yeah.
And it'll stay there.
Don't take yourself seriously.
Yeah.
Defy physics. Put the rock in it.
Yeah,
there it is. That's money. Hello, Matthew. The thought of seeing Fast Five is.
I would love to see Fast Five.
Good. That's the right. That's
basically, because
right.
I like scantily clad women, titties, fast cars, and ridiculous crashes and shit.
That's it.
I would absolutely watch it, by the way, but I had to finish the thought quickly. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, let's go to Matt. Matt, the best part of my summer so far has been.
Sweating.
Interesting.
I think there's sarcasm in there.
No, that was serious.
Oh.
I love the heat because I can sweat in the heat.
Ew. All right. No, I'm just kidding. That was give me my worst. I was actually going to ask whoever it was that I was going to ask that question, like, what's the worst part of the summer been so far? And I figured, oh, no, they're probably going to say, like, the heat.
No,
sweating.
I'm loving the heat. We haven't had a summer in so long. Like, it's been, like, 2 or 3 years since we had,
like
a serious...
really hot.
I feel like it wasn't hot at all. But then again, I work inside now, so I'm not a very good judge, but...
I don't remember being this hot, but...
Yeah, so I'm saying we've had a really hot summer so far.
Joe, what's been the best part of your summer so far?
That it's not snowing.
True.
That's it.
I read that.
How about you, huh?
Sex. No, I haven't had sex.
Are you sure?
That's a lie. I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. Give me a minute.
You've had all this time in lead-in.
You did.
There's been no good part of my summer.
How about the Monday cookroom runs that we would do?
That was pre-summer.
Was it pre-summer?
Yeah,
at this point, it was probably.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, where did the time go?
I don't know.
Fucked it up.
Last one for Kyle. You can take this from either a book or a game, anything like that. If I could make one fictional sport real, it would be...
Quidditch. It's the only sport I could think of.
That's a good one. I'm assuming, Matt, you would say Quidditch as well?
You know what? The first thing I thought of, truth be told, was Blitzball.
Of course it was.
Nice.
But Quidditch is what I actually believe.
Joe?
Basketball.
Oh, shut up.
Ooh!
Basketball.
Good choice.
What about you, Dan?
The game
Golf
that,
Frisbee?
The book that I just read,
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, where this is where you play.
It's a virtual
reality in like a haptic suit, and it's like an MMO.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of as well. It's Second Life, like on steroids, basically.
Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that would definitely be a better choice than Quidditch, in my personal opinion.
I
just didn't think about it. Yeah.
Okay, it's not fair. I had time to think about it. You guys didn't. It's okay.
I didn't think of that. Finish the thought for you. That was one of their jobs.
That silence you hear is us dropping the ball.
Okay.
Finish the thought. Dan.
Yes.
You own a brewery.
I do.
What would you brew?
Beer.
Be more specific. Come on. We drink all these beers. You can't get a little bit more specific than that?
No. Have I learned anything from beer?
Yes.
66.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You learned a little bit.
I've learned after several failing attempts of saying nodes instead of notes. I know it's notes now, like the music. If I would make one, like cool ass fucking light beers. I wouldn't make like anything crazy. I don't think I have the skill or the wherewithal to make barley wine, which would be pretty badass. Which I got pretty drunk off of on July 4th, by the way.
Again?
Yes.
July 4th is like your holiday.
Yeah, that's my nightmare. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I would just make some great light beer.
Light beers, okay.
That only like cool people drink.
Island style.
Hipster
lagers.
Beer.
Hipster beer.
Oh. Hipster beer. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Natty Bo. Okay, let's talk about video games really quick because we all love video games on the podcast, and maybe you don't if you're listening. So at this point, thanks
for
listening.
If you don't.
But so really quick, I thought in my heart that The Last of Us was going to be the last great game of these consoles that we're out right now, specifically PlayStation, because it was an exclusive.
Was it because it was called The Last of Us?
Yeah, I think so. And also because it was badass. I mean, I still haven't completed the game because every time I play it, I need to like take a step back, like a huge step back. I've also been playing a lot of MLB Show. But The Last of Us has just been amazing. Then I saw a friend post the trailer to Grand Theft Auto 5, and I ignored it because I was at work. But he was like, oh, game of the year. And I'm like, all right, everybody calm down. First of the game,
only Grand Theft Auto.
He said to himself alone in a room.
Yeah, probably. but then I watched the trailer like a couple days later, and holy shit. So now, Kyle asked before we went on air, because we are on air.
That's what the red light says.
If it played the same, right? Mm. What was your, and what were you exactly getting at when?
Is it going to play more like Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City and San Andreas, that like series? Or is it going to play more like 4? Because I feel like 4 was so much slower in comparison to the other games.
Well, this one's going to be interesting because you don't play as one player, as one character. You play as three. The game follows three characters. You work in tandem or trandom. Three. Can tandem be two? More than two?
Yeah.
Let's just say yes, because trandom doesn't sound good.
You work as a triumvirate.
Ooh.
A trio?
I'll have
a trio in there.
I like triumvirate.
That's fair.
But, so there's actually... So in the trailer that they released, there's a 2.5-minute clip where there's actually somebody narrating, like, a woman who worked on the game, or just has, like, a really nice voice, so they had her
narrating. Was she British?
She was foreign.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if she was British.
Well, she was making a video game, so she certainly wasn't from the U.S.
Yes. Rockstar Games.
Do they work?
Hold on. Keep talking.
Vamping. Anyway,
Vamping.
So, during this trailer, there was a scene where they're in some building, like some really, really several, you know, tens of stories. dozens even. And so they're just pulling, like, you know, kind of like a heist, obviously. So the guy's in there on foot, you know, shooting bitches up. You know, he swings in from a helicopter, shooting people up. And then you're pressing a button, and it's like, I need help. So you use in this case, you use the direction pad, and you pull up the other icons of your other players. So he triggers over to the next guy, and you see the camera shift to, like, several hundred feet back, and one of his partners has a sniper rifle, and he's over his shoulder, like, viewing from, you know, behind him, mm-hmm. taking people out, while your first character that you're originally playing as is, like, ducking behind cover behind a desk. And then you get the guy who's getting crouched or whatever gets what he needs, and he grabs onto the helicopter where you're playing as the third character now. You trigger over to the third character, who's actually the pilot. And you fly away.
That's pretty cool.
It does sound awesome. It's just like, I don't know if I'm going to get it.
And even in your downtime, you know, when you're not doing any of these missions or whatever, you are, they have their own lives. So you can follow one person who's, maybe trying to work like an odd job. The second person is, you know, arguing with his family or whatever. And the third guy is being chased by the cops or whatever, because you have like 3 stars or whatever. And now the cops are chasing you.
Well, that's what you always have.
In Grand Theft Auto. So it's pretty sick.
Seems interesting.
It seems, you can ride in your cars like you always have been able to do. You have access to, like, you know, jet skis and all this stuff. You have access to planes, like jets or helicopters or choppers, whatever. The online portion seems ridiculously stupid in terms of, like, volume, in terms of size. Like, there's going to be a lot of people running around, so I don't know, are you even interested in this kind of game? I may not have done it justice. I may have pumped it up too much.
I'm interested, I just don't know if I'm going to get it.
Yeah, if I was, like, 6 years younger and I still played games, yeah.
Wow.
I'd be interested. No, it sounds like a good game, but, like, I just don't play games anymore. I just don't play video games anymore, so.
Yeah.
Kyle's above us, apparently.
I'm not above you, I just can't get into a game anymore. I don't know what it is, I like video games, but as soon as I play, I'm just like, video game, not video game. Like, I get bored playing it. I don't know.
This is going to bode well for the future for us.
Matt's already said his feelings on it, Joe.
I probably won't get it. I haven't played Grand Theft Auto since 3.
Yeah.
And not a big fan.
I'm not a big Grand Theft Auto guy, because I just felt like I wouldn't play the game. I would just steal a car.
Yeah, all of the game's fun is for is just like being a murder simulator, basically. What kind of crazy shit can I do? Can I fly a plane up into the sky, jump out of it, and land on the top of a building?
Yes, I can.
Not every time, but you can do it.
I'm not sure if I'm getting it, just because I keep on getting games and not completing them. Mm-hmm. But I do know some people who are getting the game and they want to get it. There's another game that's coming out, Final Fantasy MMO.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be redoing 14, right?
Wait, so this 14. Is going to be the third time Final Fantasy won MMO?
No, second time.
11 and 14.
You said the third time.
Yeah. You said they're doing a new one.
Oh, no, well, I'm saying the new one that's coming. I'm sorry, this one that's coming out. Like, it's not out yet. There's only 11.
14 came out forever ago.
They're redoing it.
So it's just going to be 14?
They're revamping. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're like, they completely, like.
Yeah, they redid it.
Yeah, but one of my friends, one of the guys I work with, said he got invited to the beta, and he said it's a lot better. So he said it's like, it's extremely, I don't know, it's very comparable to 11, he said.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
Which was fun. I played 11, and I did enjoy it.
He said he was a big fan of 11. He said 14 was really bad. He said now it's pretty good. He likes it. It's like 11.
So this is going to be available. When 11 came out, it was on PS2 and PC.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't play online on PS2. Or maybe I shouldn't say that. I didn't play online until PS3 came out.
Yeah, no. Playing online on PS2.
It's going to be interesting to play a MMO that might actually have like a decent population that's available through console.
Yeah,
we have
true.
WoW and Diablo, but those are all PC games. This game is going to be on PS3, PS4, and PC. Now, I should have probably researched this, but I wonder, are they going to cross-platform it? Like,
probably not.
Yeah, I would doubt
they
that.
They rarely cross-platform.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure PS3 is going to be PS3 people, other PS3 people only, PC, other PC.
Although, I think cross-platforming would be the coolest thing ever, because then you'd have whole clans based on what platform you're playing on.
Yeah.
So then you'd have these, like, these Civil War type things.
Mm.
Not Civil War, like,
World War.
Yeah, like a World War type of, like a faction thing. And then you have these things that where people don't care, you know, they just want the best players together. Xbox, PC, whatever, you know.
It'd be so hard for me to choose which one would be courting me.
I'm not a technology guy, but I feel like the cross-platforming shouldn't be that difficult.
Oh, no, it's not at all a question of difficulty, I'm sure. I'm sure it's money.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
What's money?
They want you to buy multiple versions of the same game for different systems. That's what it is.
Nah, people aren't going to do that. I mean, you might get, like,
Call of Duty Black Ops for two systems.
Yeah, like, you might get a handful of people to do it, but it's not, the handful of people that are going to do that isn't going to make it monetarily worth it for them. Like, I think they would draw more people in. Maybe not draw more people in, but I think they would make it a more exciting game and prompt people to play it longer, maybe, if they cross-platformed it as opposed to that.
Well, yeah, it'd definitely be smarter, but as we can tell by looking at the Xbox One, game developers not so smart, or system developers not that smart.
I'm sure they have their reasons, whatever they are.
Money!
Yeah.
Probably that.
So, Final Fantasy XIV revamped. Now, we all played WoW. Joe, you didn't play WoW, right?
I played WoW.
Okay, so are we possibly... Oh, Kyle, you're not getting it. I mean, you could probably get it for PC, because you don't even have a PS3, do you?
No.
Matt?
I'm probably not going to get it, but... I mean, there's always a chance, but doubtful. I mean, I have so many games that I haven't played, but I just got a PS3, so I might be playing it a little bit more often.
Good for you.
Good. Joe?
First of all, Rockstar Games based in New York City.
Damn
sweet.
And second, I was gonna say absolutely not originally, but I'm gonna bump it down to like 90%.
No.
Probably not, because I hate MMOs.
Yeah. A few of the guys that we play, we being me, Joe, and every so often Matt, we would play Call of Duty online. A few of those guys are looking into getting Final Fantasy.
Oh, cool.
So, it'd be pretty cool.
I would agree.
I know Kyle had this experience when he played WoW. He actually played with his friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool experience.
It's a lot more enjoyable to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
let's be honest. If I'm going to play it, I'm going to play it on PS3. I'm not going to get it for PC.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a PC.
I do.
The laptop is not going to run that game.
I have a PC.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But that being said,
I learned something today.
I'm more likely to play it on, just because I'd rather sit there with a controller than.
Yeah. So if you happen to listen to us talk about video games, if you have thoughts about Grand Theft Auto V or any MMO, but maybe specifically Final Fantasy XIV, or did you have such a bad experience with WoW that like you read how many games you played? I mean, not games, how many days you played, which is
the worst thing to do.
The worst thing to do, yeah. If you played WoW for a long time. If you haven't done that, don't do that. But otherwise,
I could have kissed a girl.
At least once.
No, he kissed all those blood elves. That counts.
Mm.
Yes.
Email us at privatequestion@gmail.com. Talk about video games, talk about beers.
Talk about anything.
Tell me if I should drink one beer per episode and just not drink, or just go balls deep.
Tell him you should keep drinking.
Tell him you should not drink anymore.
Tell him whatever the fuck you want.
The gauntlet's been thrown. I guess.
At PQ Podcast is our Twitter handle. Facebook, we have two group page. Well, we have one group page and one fan page. Go to facebook.com/probablyquestionable and go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, rate, and review.
In that order.
In that order.
Please.
Like, please, pretty please. Thank you for listening. Episode 67 will be hosted next week by one Matthew.
Ding.
We will be probably more prepared. I'll have more sleep. I'll be better. And until then, late.
The music featured on the Probably Questionable podcast is a track called Bouncing, which is available on freeplaymusic.com.